We're in Kuflin Vav Amud Aleph. At the first white line, Pinchas said the Ziri. So, in Ziri's ledger, he wrote down the following notes. He said the following: Amari is called him Rebbe. I said in front of my Rebbe. Who was that? Was Rebbe Chia. Ma'ol Gabel Amr Osir. So he said that it's Osir to be Megabel. Then he asked him, Ma'ol Farek. Rashi says the Farek means that he wants to take food from one animal and give it to another animal. The food which he placed in front of animal A and move it to in front of animal B. So he said, Amr Mutter, that's Mutter. Is that a tircha which is acceptable or not? Amr Rav Menashe or Menashe, Chad Kamichad. Rashi says this is a new piece. If you take one measure that you normally put in front of one animal, and you want to do that, obviously that's mutter. Trey Kamichrei. Shevardom, you want to take the amount of food that you feed two animals and put it in front of the two at one time, one tircha at the same time, one big delivery. So that's also shepherdom. It's also mutter. Plus a kamitrei, taking the amount of food that you feed three animals and giving it to two is also. If you ask about my kav, I feel a kabayim. You could put down even two kavs worth at one time. Although Amar Kur, Afilu Kuraim, you can put down two kurs worth at one time. Okay. Ksiva Pinchas Eid Levi. In Levi's ledger, in Levi's notes, he wrote the following. Amoris Kodam Rebbe. I said in front of my Rebbe. Umano, who is his Rebbe? Rebbeinu HaKadosh. That he wrote down that he had said, Al Dehava Goblin Shasisa Bibovel. They were mixing this Shasisa, like we had before, was oil and water and melach together with this toasted kernels made into a flour. They were doing it based on the kulas which we had before. But the kulas we had before, remember, all were based on Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi, it wasn't mutter. Except if you did a blila rakam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter even by blila ava, if you do it with a shinoi. So they were doing it apparently. They were doing it. Goblin meant they were doing it in a blila ava. So, Bahavit Sobek Rebbe was upset about it. The Bagavan says, Bahavit Sobek Rebbe, my Rebbe was upset about it. And Mori says again, I'm on Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Al Dehava Goblin Shasisa, he called out, he yelled out, what are they doing? Right, that they're being shesisa bovel. Valester Shmuel, Valester Kelly beyond the Meister. Nobody listened to him, and he had no power to stop it. Midrash Rabbi Yehuda, because they were right to pass like that other Tana. So, even though he obviously b'shitaso, he held it was aser, but he couldn't stop them from doing this, which he felt would be improper. Okay, let's see Rashi. Next piece of Gemara is the Gadata. Let's see Rashi. A Pinchas say, "Luchas k'shur zuim zu koysin shel soicherim," that it was made out of pieces, tablets, which were attached together. So you ended up with a whole ledger's worth of. So it was a notebook. You take one animal and put by the other. Fine. Chad kamechad milsa bapi nafshi. It's a new case. Chad amiga mida shurigilim losses the tnei behema muta losses lefaneh b'shabbos. You can take the normal measure you give to the animal. You can give it to him on Shabbos. Entarti kamechati. You can give two animals worth of food at one time. Erchlus be'evazecha. They're eating in the same trough. So you could put the amount of two animals worth of fodder at the same time. The weekdays, you don't put three in front of two. You're feeding it extra. It's an extra tircha, which is not necessary. And obviously, you couldn't put two animals worth in front of one. And where is coming, Rebbe? Rebbe Levi Mishtoi, to Omer, Rebbe Levi is talking, and he's saying that Kodam Rabbi, he said that who Omer Kodam Rabbi, he told Rebbe, Al Hanach Inishib, the goblin Shasisa, these people which were making Shasisa. He couldn't stop it, Mir Rebbe Huda. Bar Plukte, the one who argues with Rebbe, Tabi Shorli El Af Bobi, holds his mutter, Bobi, Vayere Shinui. Well, you know, you're going to come out, so they're being like the other town, so he can't stop it. Okay.
So, I mean, it's interesting that the Tzavach, I mean, what was Rebbe thinking? Rebbe was thinking that they were not Talmidim of...
They weren't Talmidim of Rebbe Yehuda.
So he knew that all along, so that he didn't realize Rebbe Yehuda Shita. In other words, why would he object if, you know, if he sees Talmidim, of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda doing, acting according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda.
But they weren't Talmidim of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm sorry?
They weren't Talmidim.
But they weren't?
There was a city over there, it was decided they're going to pass the Rabbi Yehuda. They started doing it. What are they doing? I can't stop them. They have a right to pass the other Tana, but I feel they're wrong, because I hold that they're wrong. Who asked them to decide all of a sudden, in town X, they decide they're going to follow like Ramosha this Kula. Who asked them to decide that they're going to follow Ramosha this Kula? It's Ramosha Feinstein, but who asked them to decide to make that decision? Right, you know? So he got upset. I can see them getting upset. Are we getting upset too? Okay.
Rabbi Yosef, are you going
to Tana. Okay. So the more, Ksiva Pinchas said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had in this, once we're saying stories about things that are written in people's Pinchas. So in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Pinchas, they found written the following item. Haiman de Bechad b'shabu. And we're going to go through the concept of mazel. It's going to take us all the way through Amadeus to the Mishnah. So Shimon Levi was saying that the process of mazel depends on which day of the week a person is born. So Haiman the Bechad b'shabu, he gever v'loy chodabe. He's going to be a gever and v'loy chodabe. The word says my v'loy chodabe. What does it mean? There's not one in him. Ilema v'loy chodah l'tivu. He's not going to have even one good thing in him. For Omer Ravashi, I know Bechad B'Shabba Havoy. Ravashi says, I was born in Bechad B'Shabba, and he was a pretty nice guy, Ravashi. Okay. Elalav, the word means, Chad L'Bisha, not even one bad thing about it. Omer Ravashi, I know B'Dimi Bar Kakuzto Havim Bechad B'Shabba. I and this other fellow were born on the same day, on the Chad B'Shabba, on the first day of the week. Anlo Melech, I became the Rosh Hashiva. Vu Hava Reish Gandhi. So he wasn't from the most savory characters. So apparently there could be something bad on a Chad B'Shabba fellow. Elo Ikula the table, Ikula the Bishu. People which are born that day have a tendency either to be very, very good or very, very bad. And they will be leaders because they're the beginning of the week. The Mashal just points out these things. Obviously, it means the point is the person has a choice. It's not you're predetermined which one you're going to be. That's your choice. You have leadership qualities and you become very intense focused on what you're doing. But you can choose to do that, use that for good or for bad. But that's what's going to happen. You're not going to be wishy-washy fellow. Haiman the betray b'shava, person is born on the second day of the week. Hegabar ragzon, he's going to be a person who gets into fights. That was the day that they split. That was the day that things were split. Haiman the betlosa b'shavi, hegabar osir. He will be rich. Mizanoi, he will have a tendency to be a person who is mizan. Yeah, he will be. My time up. Shum the Ibrabe Asavim, because that was the day when Asavim were created. Asavim there's a tremendous amount of Asavim in the world. So that represents Ashiras. It also represents the fact that they proliferate without any type of limitations. So that's like the people which are they're part of a Rava all around. Haiman the Barba B'Shava, person born on the fourth day of the week. He will be a person who's enlightening to the world. My time is shown the Isla Bevar, that's the day that the Barbas were placed in the Rikia. Haiman de Bechamisha, Bishaba, he's born on the fifth day of the week. Hegwar Gamal Chasadim, see, he's predisposed towards Gimelus Chasadim, my time, Misham de Ivribe Dogim Ba'ifis. Rashi says that in the Bershim, these are things which they get their food very easily. Bershim did turn this chesed with them more than other animals. Haiman de Mali Bishabato, person is born Arab Shabbos, Gvar Chazron. So Omer Nachman Yisrael, what does Chazron mean? Chazron b'mitzvahs, a person will be constantly looking to do good deeds. Haiman deb Shabbato, person is born on Shabbos, b'Shabbato Yomus, it's going to be that he will die on Shabbos. He was born on Shabbos. They had all Shabbos for him. So as one day Shabbos will pay him back, and he'll be nifter on Shabbos. Amar Rava Bar Rav Shila V'Kadisha Rava Yiskri. Meanwhile, he'll be called a holy man. So it'll have, you know, the fact that he's born on Shabbos gives him a kedusha. So Amar lo Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina said to them, to the Tamina Beis Medrash, Puku, go out, Amar le the Barley Voy, go tell Barley Voy, which is referring to Rabbi Shuvan Levi, who had this all written up in his ledger. Loi mazel yom gerim, ela mazel shogar. It's not the mazel of the day which causes it, but the mazel is, we've had that before, that there are the different constellations, different planets which have impact on the person, and those have a cycle of when they when each one is in the ascendance, and that's the, and those change by the hour. So it depends on what hour it is. So it's a seven hour cycle for this, what's called the Shiva Kechve Leches, and that's what causes it. So Haiman de Bechama, person is born in the hour where the sun is considered the one which is primary. So Yehegvar Zivasun, he will be a lichtiger person. He will light up the world. He will be Ochel Medilei, Veshasi Medilei. He will be a person who's very makbet to only take from his own things. The sun doesn't show up at night time when the moon has control. The sun doesn't try and invade. Whereas Zoyi, all of his secrets, Galion will be revealed. He can't hide himself. He's not very good at hiding himself. The sun. If he'll become a Ganav, he won't be very very successful Ganav, because he doesn't know how to hide things. Haiman the Bekech of Noiga. Yehei, so it's in the cult of the star, means to me it's a planet Noga. Yehei, Osir Bezeroi, he'll be rich and he'll be zanoi. My time, Mishum Isyalad Bey Nura. That was when the Kayach of Eish is connected with that planet, and so the fire of the Etzahara will burn in him. Haiman the Bekaychov, there's this one which is called Kaychov, which is referring to, I think Noiga is Venus, and Kaychov is usually Mercury. Yehgvar Noihir v'chachim, he'll be a very sharp person, you know, enlightening person. Shem the Safra the Chama Havu, because that's the star which is most closely connected with the sun, so it acts almost like the secretary, the accompanier to the sun. It's always right next to the sun. It has the shortest orbit, so it's the moment which is the closest connected to the sun. Then Haiman de Bilavona, so the fourth hour is the moon. Yehgvar Sovil Marin, a person who's going to accept suffering, illnesses, like the moon, which is constantly getting weaker, getting better. He has difficulties. Benoi, Saser Benoi, he builds and he breaks down, he breaks down and he builds. His life is full of cycles. Getting better, getting worse, just like the moon is cycles. Ochadol delay, Veshasadol delay, he doesn't mind intruding into somebody else's territory, taking other people's treating other people's items, which the moon shows up during daytime all of a sudden. Rezoi Kasim, he definitely is a hidden item, it doesn't give out light itself. In Ganav, Matzah, if he becomes a Ganav, he'll be very successful. He knows how to hide himself. Haiman de Beshapsoi, the person is born under the planet Shapsoi, usually translated as Saturn, I think. Yekvar Machshavte Betelet. So he'll be a person that his plans will be shavas. They will end. Every plans won't work. V'is the army called the machashon alei b'teilim. Any people who has plans against him will become brought to naught. So he'll be very successful. Haiman the tzedek, Jupiter, yehekvar tzad tzidka. You'll have tzidkas. Amar v'nachar is, I mean, the tzidka of mitzvahs. Rashi says that his specific area of being pious is when it comes to mitzvahs. Rashi says that's a further stock. Haiman v'madim, a person is born under Mars. Yegvar Ashidoma, a person who will spill blood. Amar v'ashi, he has a choice. E umna, if he wants, he can become a bloodletter, a doctor, and spill blood in a positive way. He can really become a person who robs and kills with the rabbi. E tapla, he can be a shaykhid. E marla, he can be a moil. I was born under Madim. The man Uman, a Ganav, or Tapch, or a Moyel. I'm Rabbi, a Mar Nami. The Rashiva, who was the guy, who was the head of the Yeshiva, Onish Makotel, he had the power of life and death in his hands. The Rashiva then was the leader of all the Tayyusr. He had the power to make decisions which had tremendous impact. Um, said, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Omer Mazel Machim, Mazel Masher, V'yesh Mazel Yisrael. The Mazel will define whether the person is a Chacham. It'll decide whether the person has wealth. And Yesh Mazel Yisrael. V'yechon Omer Ein Mazel Yisrael. No, Mazel doesn't overpower Yisrael. Now, just to be Mazel, Mazel, we spoke about this once, if you remember. To the Ramchal is Mazber, what does the word Mazel, what does it mean? So, he says the root of the word Mazel is the word Noisel. Noisel is the flow. And what does that mean? Rashi has two anhagas, how he leads, he has two ways that he decides how to do things in the world. And the Chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he's able to find a way that the two should interlock seamlessly, even though they theoretically are totally contradictory to each other. One is the Bereshit has to plan for the world. The plan for the world, he wants to get the world from point A to point B, and that's called Hagas Mazel. There's a flow that the world is it's flowing towards a final result. This is the Rosh Hashanah has his target. He has he knows exactly how he wants to get there. He knows exactly what every single point should happen to get the world to that point. That's called an Hagas Mazel. He has another Hagas which is called Ramchal calls an Hagas Mishpat, which is based on you get what you deserve. So the Rosh Hashanah says if Paisel does the right thing, they get good. If it does the wrong thing, they get bad. There's Schar, there's Einish in this world already, etc. And that's called Hagas Mishpat, but you get based on how you deserve. Now, the problem is, those two things can be a steer at each other. And obviously, the Rosh Hashanah's great wisdom is the ability to interlock the two and make them work. Under Hagas Mishpat, so a person should do actions A, B, C, D, and he should get rewarded for that. And we expect that a person is a big tzaddik should have a nice time in this world. And a person is a big rasha should not, right? That would be Hanagas Mishpat. Hanagas Mazel says that this person has a role to play, because in that big scheme Rosh Hashanah has, everybody has a role to play. So this person's role to play might be that because he should be an impoverished person and deal with that, and by dealing with that he'll be able to play out the role that he needs to play out in this world. So the Mazel says that he's going to be a poor person. Or the Mazel says this guy needs to be a rich person and deal with the riches, etc. Even though the guy is a total jerk and doesn't deserve it, right? So the Hagas Mishpat says, I'm sorry. And Hagas Mazel says, well, tough luck. This is what he's going to get. You know? So you have that. That's the concept of Mazel. Mazel means each person is assigned a role. And based on his role, this is what he's going to get. Now, he still has Bechira. He can use that Aeneas for good or for bad. He can use his Ashiras for good or for bad. He can be under Mazel Madim, which means that people now there's X amount of assigned roles, and the Gemara is saying if you hold Mazel is based on Shoah, means based on these different, there's X amount of people in the world which need to be the ones who are going to deal with blood. So they're born now. So now you have a choice how to use it. You can use it for mitzvah as a moil. You can use it for mitzvah as a reife. You can use it for pariv, let's say a shaykhid. You can use it for bad. Right? But if a person decides, well, you know, once the search for Rav Gottlieb says he's going to become a librarian, that's not necessarily going to be the most effective way to play out his mazel. He hasn't taken his mazel and done it with a positive thing. He's just ignored it. Well, that doesn't work like that. It's going to play itself out. So one day, somebody's going to return the book late, and out will come the letter opener, and that's it. You know, there you go. Like, right? Now, so the point is, the person now. What should Ein Mazel Yisrael? Ein Mazel Yisrael doesn't mean, so the Ran, the Drush of the Ran says, it doesn't mean that there's no concept of Mazel. It means that a person, through the power of Tefillin, through the power of Schusim, etc., can switch. So it means you're assigned role X, but if a person has a tremendous schus, etc., person has schusim, person has tefillah, he has the power to override that. That's how the Rambam. There are others who learn that there's no concept of ma'asal b'chalal, that a kaisel just doesn't go under, it's not how the kaisel is assigned things based on the established mazolas.
What does he say about all this then?
But so Rabbi Yochanan says he disagrees all of this and says in Masal Yisro, which means in Masal Yisro means which say, it depends. If either you learn, Tosfos says over here that it means that Ayyadei Schus he can change it. I'm sorry, Tosfos says Ayyadei Schus he can change it, which means he agrees to these preconceived concepts. But you're not limited to that, as opposed to by a non-Jew that's not he's. That's where he is, and that's where he stays. The Ran says, "No, there's no that Rechon Shitis. There's no Ein Masal Yisro period." Both Rechon Tamei, Rechon follows his reason. Number of Rechon Benayin Shein Masal Yisro. How do I know that Ein Masal Yisro? Shemar Pasuk it says in Yirmi, Kamar Hashem. The Rishon says to Klal Yisro, Al Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmadu. Do not learn the ways of the other nations. And from the signs of the heavens, you should not be scared. Because the goyim are fearful of those signs, which means he says, "Heim yechasu v'lo yisro." They will be affected, and Christ will not be affected by that. Don't be worried; you're not limited. You're not affected by that. Baf Rav Sarei in Mazal Yisrael. Dumb review. Dumb Rav Benayin Shein Mazal Yisrael. Shneimar Vayitzei Asa Chutza. So the Bereshim took Avram Avinu outside. Omer Avram Nitznei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shalom Ben Beisi Yerushusi. The one that I've raised in my house, Eliezer, is the one who's going to be the one who's going to inherit me. I don't have any children. That's not true. The one who's going to be born from you is going to inherit you. So Rama said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, the master of the world, I looked through my astrology and I am not going to be one who's going to give birth. I'm not going to give birth to a son. Armalei, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, and that's the pasuk. So the Rishon took him out. Say mitakninu shocha shein mazal Yisrael. Stop. Go away from this astrology of yours. There's no limit of mazal to Klal Yisrael. My daitech, what are you thinking? Why do you think you can't have a child? The koyt tzedek b'mariv. That your mazel was you were born in Tzedek when Tzedek was in the West, and when Tzedek is in the West is a place which indicates a person that is not right to give birth. Well, that's no problem. Hadrona mukmina le b'mizrach. I'm going to take that that kerech of Tzedek and put it in the East. The East is where the sun rises. That's where the source of it's hot, so it represents the ability to be to give birth, as opposed to when it's setting and it's already darkening and getting cold, that it represents that the person doesn't have the fire which is necessary, the heat which is necessary to produce a child.
It's sort of similar within the context of him denying the power that he's acknowledging the power.
So it's a fascinating point. So the Mor is saying it wasn't the Bresham says, you know what, just like ignore it totally. Says, I'll put you in a different system. Which means the systems are in place, and the Bereshit uses the systems how he delivers the various different types of hashpoah, the different types of the needs of the world. He uses a system. He set a system in place, and he uses the system. And when he breaks a person out of the system, he still would prefer that the person will work within a different system, but the system is in place. Anu Siv, that's from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Miher Mimizrach, Sedek Yikreo L'Raglo. Who was the person who arose from the east? That Sedek greeted him. So the Bereshim now took Avram and put him up from his meet of Tzedek, he put him in the east. That's the concept. You know what? Today's Thursday. Let's do one more piece, and then we'll leave Rashi for tomorrow. We see from Shmuel also that Chaisel is not limited to their mazel; they can rise above the mazel. Not that there's no concept of mazel, but rather a person can rise above. The Shmuel va'Abla to Haba Yosvi. Shmuel was sitting with a person named Abba. Abba was an astrologer. People were going out to the Agam. People were going out to the meadow. Abba told Shmuel, this person is going to go. He's going to go. He's not going to come back. Historically, Chivya Umis Umayas. He's going to be bit by a snake. He's going to die. Amalei Shmuel Ibar Yisrael, who, if he's a Jew, Ozlub Osi, he'll go and he'll come back. If he's a non-Jew, you're right. Ariyasi, and they were still sitting there, and Ozlub Osi came back. So come Avlet, so Avlet went up and asked, I guess, permission. Shadda the tuna, he opened up the fellow's his burden that he had in his back, his bundle. Asher Bechivya, the Pasuk, Mishali Betarti Gubi, he found a snake which was cut into two. What did you do today that you deserve that this should happen for you? The way we workers went out to work, the deal was we would sit down to lunch. Each person would contribute his food into the pot, and then we divided equally, some more, some less. We would divide it equally. Today, there was one person, he didn't have any food. He was embarrassed. He was worried about that people realize he's not putting anything in and be embarrassed. So I said to the group, I'll take care of collecting today. When I got to him, I made it look like I'm taking something from him. And he shouldn't be embarrassed. You did a mitzvah of stalker, you saved Ani from being embarrassed. Doesn't just save from a strange death, but you're gonna die anyway. Saves the person from death totally. So the schusim of Klal Yisrael overrode the mouth. Okay.